Okay, welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence in You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host this morning is Sabina Miller from Great Neck.
Yes.
And we've been having a wonderful morning. And, of course, as everybody knows and everybody sits waiting for this time, this is the Christina Liu Show with the illustrious Christina Liu. Christina does so much stuff with the town of North Hempstead, specifically within Project Independence. And I'm just going to touch on Project Independence again. It is the initiative of the town of North Hempstead to help people live in home, in their own home, not to be going to senior centers or nursing home, not senior centers, senior living. And the way that gets done is by all the people that Christina gets on this radio show even. This is information to help you stay at home. Where we had Rite Aid on here earlier. We had the Shelter Rock Library. And this coming month is library, get your library card month. I mean, the stuff is tremendous. The senior centers and social workers and nurses and all the programs that come from Project Independence. So this is the time when Christina brings us up to date on everything that she's doing throughout the town of North Hempstead.
Excuse me, I just want to say one thing.
Sure.
Which impresses me. Project, I tell people, Project Independence is subtitled Aging in Place. Mm-hmm. People say to me, what do you mean Project Independence? I say it's trying to keep seniors in their home, which is, if you're a senior, it's absolutely
right.
Fabulous, and hopefully you're all going to be seniors one day.
I've also heard it called Christina's World. I don't know. I don't know.
I'm with you.
No, it's really, like I said, what doing the show is great because it is, you know, Project Independence goal is to just connect you to resources that are in the town. You know, I mean, we provide a bunch of programs ourselves, but there's so much in the community that we're not trying to duplicate, but all we want to do is get the information out there. And I think, you know, this show is a vehicle for us to do that, which makes it great. And of course, we have tons and tons of things coming up. I just want to stress to everyone to please register for the 3rd Regional Aging in Place in Suburbia Conference. This year's theme is Living Better Today, Planning for Tomorrow. It's really nice because it coincides with it's the 10-year anniversary of Project Independence, you know, when it started just as a NORC. So it's really just a great chance for you to learn about all the different organizations that are in the community. There's going to probably be over hundreds of exhibitors is one portion of the conference. Then there's going to be speakers. Our keynote speaker is the state comptroller, Tom DiNapoli. Supervisor Judy Bosworth will be there, as well as Larry Levy from Hofstra. So they're going to all talk about what's going on in the aging world on Long Island, and especially in the town, which should be great. And then on top of that, we have breakout sessions. There'll be a nutrition demonstration, which should be very exciting, and even more reason to register as soon as possible so you can get into these things. There'll be Circle of Support, which we've been talking about the past couple of weeks, and this is really where it'll be debuted, and everyone will get a template and learn how to fill it out, which should be great too. And then we'll have Project Safe as well. So it's just a lot of fun-filled things. Lunch is provided. There'll be a light breakfast.
Oh, it's a tremendous
thing.
And
I want to stress to everyone also is that we're going to be providing transportation from a bunch of locations within the town. The Great Neck Social Center will be one of them, the Port Washington Senior Center, the American Legion in Williston Park, Friendship Baptist Church in Roslyn. We were really trying to cover all of our bases in all the different areas. So if you please call 311 or 869-6311 and schedule it, because it's really just jam-packed.
You know, of course, all these programs are wonderful, but and different people focus in on different things. For me to be able to go and jump on a bus and, you know, it's leave the driving to us, I can sit there. I'm not worried about traffic. I'm not worried, will I get a parking spot?
Yeah. And it's great because, you know,
it's wonderful.
If you take the bus, too, you know, you don't have to sit and go on the registration line either. You know, it's all taken care of on the bus. So you get off the bus, you go right in,
to
the expo. And I mean, we're going to have, there's moments, there'll be blood pressure screenings. You know, there's not, you know, there'll be like a little elective period where you can kind of roam around and go to all different things. So it's really wonderful. And like I said, it's jam-packed with anything you possibly need to know about aging in place. which is great.
Just, you know, an interesting situation, not situation, thing with this. These programs, these conferences come about because the seniors want it in the town of North Hempstead. And Project Independence is 10 years in running. And the importance of all that is, which is a little bit of a segue, people have to pay attention to what they want. People have to pay attention that, and a lot of people don't even realize, this November is an election. Yeah. It's an election year. I mean, every year there's an election, but if it's not presidential, everybody's paying attention to Donald Trump and Hillary right now. But we have the DA running for election. We have the town supervisor. We have council people. We have the receiver of taxes. All things that people, seniors specifically, should be paying attention to, because when you're listening, this is how you get your voice heard.
Right, absolutely.
Project Independence keeps going because of support from elected officials. Seniors have to pay attention. It's just a segue into that, because I'm realizing things that people listen.
Stay informed, and that's what, you know, the most important thing is to be heard and to get your point across, because then, you know, you can't complain and say, oh,
right,
this
exactly.
is hard. You know, you got to be, you know, proactive in this process. And it's great. You know, we have a bunch of sponsors.
I'm just looking at
those. We have North Shore LIJ is one of our sponsors, PSEG Long Island, Agewell, and Parker Jewish all have signed on as sponsors, which is great because, you know, we like to provide this conference at no cost for the senior. So we don't want parking and, you know, so this, you don't have to pay for food. You can just come and enjoy a free day, you know, thanks to these sponsors. And of course, you know, Hofstra University just does this in conjunction with us. So,
and what you had said earlier, the amount of information, nobody's going to talk to you. You can just go by, put it in a bag,
really,
and keep going.
And, you know, I think it's great too. You know, we've been getting a bunch of the exhibitors, applications have been coming in, and there a lot of them are going to be bringing things, which I think is great. I know one vendor has actually a machine that you step into and test your balance.
Wow.
So it's something. So however it moves, it tells you, okay, like, you know, this is not, you know, you got to pay attention to this. So it's just great because it's interactive also, which mm-hmm. I think, you know, and there's a bunch of different vendors who asked to bring machines in. So I said, listen, it's free and it's a fun day and you can learn
and it's definitely getting great. Out and possibly learning.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So I just want to remind everyone that's Wednesday, September 30th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. And that will be at the North Hempstead Yes We Can Community Center in Westbury.
And we'll be talking about this until then, because
this
is
huge.
Oh,
absolutely. I said, I mean, we're every day there's something new that's
being
going
added.
On with it. And I just want to remind everyone also that our Pioneer newsletter should be landing in homes at the end of this month. And right. the issue is completely dedicated to the conference and what will be going on and the different speakers. So that could give you a glimpse into a little more into what's going on. So.
But 311.
311 is always the
key. Information to register, just call 311. They'll tell you more about it.
Absolutely. And which is great, too, John actually brought to our attention today, is that today is actually National Senior Citizens Day, which is very exciting. It's nice to be recognized, and in the bunch of the papers they were posting different senior discounts, and like I said, I mean, there's so many discounts all over the place, but they're not advertised necessarily. So you know, in this, I was amazed just quickly looking through the paper. I mean, there's tons of restaurants. There's little, you know, Dunkin' Donuts. Not that we're promoting anything, but all these things
right.
have tons of
we do our best to vet everybody.
That's what, right? But and you know what we always tell seniors is that you need to always ask, be proactive in asking for the discount. So if you go to a place, say, do you offer a senior discount? Because you know, a lot of times they'll be like, yeah. You know, I mean, they're not gonna have a sign that says, you know, discounts for seniors.
Right, right.
So it's amazing. You because we've done, you know, a lot of times seniors will call me and say, you know, just want to give you a heads up. You know, so and so gives a discount. So it's as long as you go in and ask for it. I mean, there's tons of, you know, like I said, there's restaurants, stores, there's clothing stores. I mean, the list that they had in one of the Anton papers was amazing. So you could always call 311 and we'd be able to give you that information.
You well, even what Kelly was saying, 20% off, we were talking at the break, 20% off at Rite Aid. Actually, in September, it's every Wednesday, she said, for September. So Rite Aid, 20% off, I mean, that's a huge saving. If you're going to spend $100 for a senior, make $20.
They've had all along for seniors, because I've been doing it for a couple of years.
You've only been doing it for a couple of months. Come on.
Seniors get 10% off every day, but the first Wednesday of the month, they get 20% off.
Oh, okay, 10%
off.
Every day. I didn't know that. Okay.
Yep, Yep, with a senior discount.
That's what I'm saying, you know, and a lot of places too, you know, I mean, obviously there's, you know, different competition between in different places. But if you go to them and say, you know, so and this store is providing me a discount, you know, a lot of times they're willing to do something as well. So that's why I said you always got to be proactive and definitely ask.
Because they want your business.
Yeah.
They want the business.
And, you know, you might as, it adds up. Listen, it could be a couple of cents. It could be a couple of dollars.
My daughter just told me, because I got a prescription that was a couple hundred dollars. In fact, my copay, I think, was $75. So, and I have a very good medical, you know, pill plan. She just told me when the doctor writes a prescription for you, ask him if he has any coupons. The drug companies
give
them
coupons. That's a really great, because, you know.
And people don't think, oh, I'm going to ask the doctor for a discount. Yeah. Why not?
If they even have samples sometimes. I mean, it's so worth, you know, and that's why I said you can't, you know, you can't complain about anything if you know, if you actually asked, you know, then you know. So it's always worth, you know, being your best advocate in those situations.
We should have a campaign called Open Your Mouth.
There we go. It's true. And that's, it's true. Because listen, being your own advocate is a huge part of, you know, aging in place and maintaining your independence. So it's definitely something that I think everyone should do. And if anybody needs to learn how to open their mouth, they can call Sabina. and she will gladly teach. That might be our next health chat. So I think we're onto something.
Oh, I love it.
But so I just want, you know, everyone to celebrate today, you know, these National Senior Citizens Day, and go find out what discounts are out there. We're also the last concert of the summer. Each week we've been talking about all the different concerts that the Parks Department's been putting on. So the last concert is going to be this Sunday night at 8 p.m. at North Hempstead Beach Park. And it's an Iranian singing sensation. I don't know if I'm going to say this right, John, but I'm going to say Hengameh.
Nice.
And I think that sounds right to me, but it should be great. I know a lot of people have been, you know, inquiring about it. It's going to be free, and then there's no parking fee after 5 p.m. There'll also be a bus transportation from different locations. So if you just call 311, you'll be able to get more information about that. I know the concerts have been absolutely amazing this summer. There's been quite, I mean, it amazes me all the different, they had rock, they had jazz, I mean, they had every kind of category you can imagine. Country, now they have an Iranian band, so
they have something for everybody in the town.
It's amazing.
It's a very diverse town, and it's very respectful of the government officials, the park who puts it together. I don't even know who specifically is the parks.
Yeah, the Parks Department.
That they're conscious of what everybody wants.
Yeah, and then, you know, and a lot of these come to us, you know, through referrals, saying, you know, oh, I saw so and this band you know, tune in. So it's definitely something to check out. So call 311. And actually, our last Fun Day Monday that the Community Services Department puts on at the beach is going to be Monday, August 24th. And like I said, this is my favorite one. This is the theme of this one is Salute to the Veterans. It's an amazing, amazing day. And I love it, too, because they pair it with a classic car show.
Oh, right.
Phenomenal cars at North Hempstead Beach Park there. It's absolutely amazing. And it's just a great day to, you know, celebrate all the veterans out there. And they're also going to have the Northport VA will be there providing ID cards for veterans who don't have them. So you could actually go there and, you know, get your card if you're a veteran, which I think is great.
You know, I just want to say one thing. I am very tuned into, if not for the veterans, I don't know where I'd be now or if I'd be.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And so we just, oh, you were in the service. Yeah. That's nice. It really is something. It should be more than, that's nice.
Right. It's really an amazing thing. So I just encourage everyone, because there's so many services that you're entitled to as a veteran that you might not know about. So this is a perfect opportunity. Bring your discharge papers, and then you'll be able to get your ID card. So it's definitely amazing.
And the weather's supposed to be nice.
Good. Perfect. We've been going strong with these Fun Day Mondays.
They really have. This is supposed to be a lousy weekend, but it's not terrible as long as there's a rain. But by Monday, whatever was supposed to be passing through is done.
Good.
So it's a big crowd.
Definitely worth checking out. It's the last one, so definitely go and see what goes on. So it's nice.
What we're going to do now, we're going to take a break. You've been listening to Project Independence in You on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is the Christina Luce Show. We'll be right back.
Bye.